Y'all got an awesome man of God, an awesome ministry here that's reaching not only this community, but the world. Praise God. Why don't you give yourself a hand clap right now? Amen. If you'll stand one more time, turning to the book of Exodus, chapter number 3. I've got something I want to share with you tonight. Exodus chapter number 3 in the Divine Library of God. If we would turn to Exodus 3:1, this is what I'd like to preach from tonight. Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro. Boy, I'm glad I don't have a name like that. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. Everybody say that with me. The backside of the desert. And came to the mountain of God, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And Moses looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Oh, you heard me, but you ain't listening. The bush burned with fire, but it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, he said, here am I. The Lord said, draw not nigh hither, and put off thy shoes from off of thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. That's how I feel here tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. God's going to move, praise God, in such a supernatural way tonight. If God would be my helper, I'd like to preach the backside of the desert. Somebody here is on the backside of the desert. Lay your Bibles down and raise your hands one more time. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I worship you. Anoint me tonight as your word is already anointed. I feel that there's going to be miracles. I praise you for the miracles here tonight. I praise you for the glory that we feel and even further glory that we're going to feel here in a little while. I praise you for who you are. Somebody help me right now. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody, amen, leap for joy. Somebody stomp the devil. Somebody do something that the preacher ain't telling you to do right now. Everybody said in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you, man of God. Amen. On the backside of the desert is my subject tonight. Amen. We read here about Moses, and I like Moses, one of my favorite men of God. Amen. A lot of people, they've got this image of Moses because of Charlton Heston or, amen, these movie stars and you know, Ben-Hur, and everybody is so masculine and got the six-pack going on and, amen, got the hard body and everything. But, amen, Lord have mercy. Amen. I don't know if Moses really fit that bill or not. Amen. I do know that he was a chosen vessel. Somebody help me here tonight. I do know that he was a chosen child separated from his mother's womb. And you can read in the preceding verses of Scripture in the book of Exodus found, amen, here tonight is our text. We can read about how he was placed in a little ark and, amen, to find a way of escape. And there the Bible said that he floated and floated. And here comes Pharaoh's daughter, amen, going to bathe herself. And, amen, she finds this lad, amen, and calls calls his name Moses because Moses means drawn out of water. Amen. But notice here tonight, amen, some would have looked at Moses and thought he had been forsaken. Some would have looked at this little lad and thought, amen, that the odds was all against him, floating in a little ark in some water somewhere, in the muck, in the mire, amen, in muddy waters, amen. Oh, but it was all part of the will of God, amen, because the Bible said, amen, after God gave this young lady the desire to go bathe, amen, when she found the boy, Brother John, the word said that Moses began to cry. Amen, God held his voice, and God held him back until the appointed time when he was going to bust out and cry and get the attention of Pharaoh's daughter. It was all part of the makeup of God. What you're going through tonight, it might seem like you've been forsaken. It might seem as though you've been deserted and left alone on the waters of life. But I got a feeling that somebody here is in the perfect will of God. And it might not appear, amen, all of the things that God's going to do for you. Oh, but can I remind you that all things work together for the good? Come on, somebody. All things work together for good. It might not taste good right now. Your experience might not feel good right now. I'm reminded of my mother cooking cakes when I was growing up. I always liked to lick, amen, those mixer blades. Amen. But Mama would take some eggs and take some cake mix and take some butter or margarine and take a little Crisco and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Well, I never liked the taste of eggs by themselves cracked raw out of the shell. I never liked to, amen, throw some cake mix in my mouth and add water right then and there. I never like to take a big old scoop of margarine, amen, and throw it in my mouth, amen. But oh, singular, amen, each and every item that I mentioned does not have a good taste. Oh, but if you mix the eggs with the cake mix, if you mix the sugar and the margarine in with the cake, a few minutes later, you're going to be feasting on a good, warm chocolate cake. Lord, I'm getting hungry already. Amen. You say, what are you preaching? I'm preaching that all things work together for the good. And God is going to stir up a testimony in your life. God is going to stir up a cake. Right now you might not understand, but there's a cake in the oven. I wish somebody would help me preach here. Lord have mercy. Oh, he's baking a cake. Notice here, come here with me, I feel the Holy Ghost. You might as well help me because the Holy Ghost is. Amen. I liked it. I love it. I want some more of it. Moses, amen, brought up under the highly sought after education and wealth of Pharaoh in a mansion around royalty, the higher echelon of society. But here in our text, we find Moses, the Bible said, on the backside of the desert, in a dry spot. I want to typify and use this as symbolic of a dry area in our lives, as a dry season, a dry ground in our Christian experience. I want to use the backside of the desert and show you that there's a type, amen, of the dry, amen, walk of the believer when we feel that God is a million miles away, when we feel that we're all by ourselves and nobody understands, when we feel that we're out there, amen, low and dry, in a desert place, in a desolate place. The Bible said that Moses was on the backside of the desert. And check this out. He walks by a bush that's on fire. And he says, my God, check that bush out. That bush is burning, but the flames cannot consume it. You see, it wasn't a miracle that the bush was on fire. Because in the desert, in dry area, amen, you can have a natural spark, amen, something by nature itself to trigger a spark that would catch because of combustion. Amen, a dry plant or a dry bush could catch on fire. The miracle was not that the bush was on fire. The miracle was the flames did not consume it. Oh, you heard me, but you ain't listening. Amen. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying that you might go through a fire. Oh, but I want you to know what hell does cannot consume you if you've got that bulldog faith. My Bible tells me I'm more than a conqueror. Somebody shout amen. Somebody shout amen. Look at the one seated next to you and say, I'm more than a conqueror. It would have been good if God would have said you're a conqueror, but God said you're more than a conqueror. I started asking God, well, how am I more than a conqueror? What does that really mean? And God said, well, look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I said, I see them. And God said, you see how they refused to bow to pressure? I said, I see that. The Lord said, that's when they became conquerors. And when you refuse to bow to pressure of sin and temptation and addiction, amen, and the things of this world, and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, God said that's when you become a conqueror. I said, but how am I more than that? How am I more than a conqueror? And God said, take a look at that fiery furnace. Yeah, I see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They went in as conquerors. But God said, take another look. They were shouting. They were leaping. They were praising God. And the fourth man looked like the Son of God. You say, what are you preaching? I'm preaching when you go through the fire and you keep shouting. When you go through the fire and you keep praising God. When you go through the fire and you keep on clapping your hands and making a joyful noise unto the Lord. When you go through the fire and you keep giving God a wave offering. When you go through the fire and you keep raising the roof. When you go through the fire and you keep busting a move for Jesus. That's when you become more than a conqueror. Somebody here needs to realize, though you're in the flames can't kill you. The flames can't burn you. The flames can't consume you. Because no man shall pluck us out of our heavenly Father's hand. Come on and give the Lord the best hand clap of praise we can give. Look at the one seated next to you and say, I've been watching you. I want you to look at that same person and say, you know what looks good on you? Praise. My Lord, have mercy. Somebody needs to brush their shoulders off. Somebody needs to brush their shoulders off and begin to praise God in the fiery furnace. This flame ain't going to overtake you. This flame will not consume you. I feel such an awesome revival here. And I want y'all to pray because I felt like the Lord spoke to me that I was going to be coming back and preaching about miracles. Amen. I just feel a miracle service in the making. Somebody help me. We need to build up a Friday night or a Friday, Saturday, Sunday or a push for miracles and reach this community. You've got great days ahead. Come on. Somebody shout amen. You get behind your man of God, You run with the vision that the Lord has given this church, and you'll see great things both in the church and your personal, amen, life. Amen. Sister Leah, the Holy Ghost is speaking to me that God wants you to know, amen, you're not alone. God wants you to know, amen, that there's going to be days that you're going to find yourself, amen, by yourself, but He's with you. His presence is going to be there to protect you. Amen. His anointing is going to be upon you. Amen. You're going to grow in God. I see roots growing deeper, amen, in God, and God's going to fight your battle. The Lord said He's going ahead right now to fight your battle. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants me to tell you that He's going to give you divine favor. There's going to be people around you. There's a counselor, thus saith the Lord, that God's going to give you divine favor with. Amen. And God's going to bring you up and out of this trial. Amen. And you're going to be a new creature, just like the creature you desire to be, thus saith the Lord. Somebody shout amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I was in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, amen, a few months ago in a service, and I walked up to a young lady. Her and her husband had recently married, amen, months before that service. And I spoke to her and I said, the Lord said that God is speaking life into you tonight. The next time I see you, amen, you're going to be found with child. God's going to bless you with a family. Amen. And I went to the church Wednesday night last week, and I was so excited to see her wearing maternity clothes because, amen, just as God said, it happened. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ over this assembly. The next time I see you, there will be babes that have been born into the kingdom of God. Somebody might as well. La bokoshata, bokoshata. I receive it. Do you receive it tonight? My Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, my brother. Amen, my drummer. The Holy Ghost said there's a promotion ahead, amen, for you. And there's some great things that God's got. Amen. The next time I come, I believe you're going to share a testimony of how God's promoted some things in your life. And I'm excited with you for that tonight. Amen. Notice here tonight. Notice here where God met Moses. It wasn't in Pharaoh's house. It wasn't on a swing on the porch of Pharaoh's mansion. It wasn't over crystal goblets or, amen, beautiful chandeliers. It wasn't in the comfort of a California king-sized bed with satin sheets and satin pillows and, amen, a feather top, amen, covering for him to rest on. No, no, no. God did not. He could have met him there, but He chose to wait until he was on the backside of the desert in his dry and desert experience. God spoke a word. I rose to tell somebody, in your desert experience, this is where God is going to meet you tonight. In your dry time, this is where God is going to meet you tonight. In your valley of confusion and despair, God's going to show up. And I believe there's a bush burning in this service. God is working for you. Oh, Moses, take off your shoes, for the place wherewith you stand is holy ground. We're on holy ground tonight, and the Lord wants to move for you on the backside of the desert. On the backside of the desert. Before you can get God's best, you got to be able to pass the test, just as we heard tonight. Amen. God wants to move on somebody here. God wants to bless this ministry, this assembly. Somebody watching this broadcast right now, I'm going to pray a prayer of deliverance in just a few moments, and you can reach out and receive what we feel here tonight in this holy ground experience. Somebody said the backside of the desert. Stand with me right now. You're on the back side of the desert. I'm going to pray for you right now. Let's raise our hands and pray. Heavenly Father, I speak deliverance tonight over this congregation. I speak your blessings, abundant blessings. Abundant blessings. Father, as we approach the calendar new year, I see this church approaching a place that they have never been to. Approaching a place, a platform, God, that they're going to walk upon to reach the lost. And God, I pray a prayer of deliverance over every person under the sound of my voice. And those that may be watching right now by way of the internet, I speak the anointing of God to move and minister into their hearts and lives and homes and families and marriages and finances and sickness and bodies. I curse and rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ has all authority over sickness. Sickness must leave tonight. Depression must leave. Oppression must leave. I speak liberty here and prosperity and your blessings in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the best praise you can give right now. Come on, you can make more noise than that. There's a burning bush experience for you. I'm opening up this altar call right now. Amen. I'm opening up this altar right now. Why don't you come and, amen, seek the Lord. Just come and stand and raise those hands towards heaven right now. And, amen, let's seek the Lord while he may be found. Somebody come and call upon his name. Let's pray one with another. Father, in Jesus' name, come on. Let's pray one with another. Somebody help me. God, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Touch us. Minister. God, speak your peace tonight. Jesus. Let's pray one with another. Come Jesus, on, find Jesus. Somebody to pray. Come on, church family.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, church family. Let's find Jesus. Somebody. Come on, church hallelujah. Family, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Thank you, Lord. God, in Jesus' name, Jesus, I pray for Jesus, my brother.
Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus. Touch my sister here, God. La boko shanda la makasa ta boko shaka.
Oh.
Ila ba boko shaka makasa ta. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bless my brother God. Bless his ministry. Go with him. Be with him. Oh, somebody help me. Somebody help me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
La boko shaka makasa. Be with my sister. God, I pray in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's worthy. Jesus. God's worthy. Almighty Creator. Alpha, Omega. Beginning and
Jesus.
Holy,
somebody
holy,
help me.
Lord God somebody Almighty, which was and is and
bless
is it. To come.
Deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Hold on 1 second, man of God. The Holy Ghost spoke to me that the Lord is dealing with somebody about a sacrificial offering. And I'm just going to say this. Whatsoever the Lord says, you need to do that tonight. But God said that he's dealing with somebody that can give a sacrificial offering tonight. And it's not even much of a sacrifice for you. Amen. You'll never even miss it. As a matter of fact, the one that obeys God tonight, I feel this in the Lord. The one that obeys God tonight, I see a sevenfold blessing, a sevenfold turnaround on the offering that you give right here in the next little while. It's between you and the Lord now. Amen. But God said he's dealing with you about giving a substantial offering here. Amen. Let's raise our hands. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Come on, Pastor. Let's sing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. You're such an awesome God. Thank you for the church. Thank you for abundant life.
Blessing and glory, wisdom and power, God of my rock, in Him will I trust. My strong tower and my refuge, Savior, Deliverer, and soon coming King. Hallelujah. Overcometh in the name of the Lord. He that overcometh, overcometh in the name of the Lord. All power in heaven and earth belongs to that name. Yesterday, today, forever, He remains the same. His arm is not short, His promise is not slack. He that overcomes, overcomes. The Lord. Hallelujah! He that overcometh, overcometh in the name of the Lord. He that overcometh, overcometh in the name of the Lord. All power in heaven and earth belongs to that name. Yesterday, today, forever, He remains the same. His arm is not short, His promise